Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Is there anything out there that haunts you? And I'm not just talking ghosts, more like everyday mysteries and intrusive thoughts. Why did the chicken cross the road? Did I just offend that person by looking at them? What really happens to the missing sock in every load of laundry? Haunted is the theme of this month's In a Nutshell storytelling series, hosted by Keith Lowell Jensen. Four storytellers will take the stage Thursday, October 30th, to share eerie tales of haunting experiences. Keith is here today along with two of this month's featured tellers, filmmaker, movie critic, and TV host Mark S. Allen, most often seen on ABC 10, and Jerry Montoya, a playwright and director who serves as the executive producer of the Sophia, home of the B Street Theater, and the In a Nutshell storytelling series. Jerry, Mark, Keith, welcome to Insight.
Good to be here.
Happy to be here.
Woohoo!
Keith, let's start with you. I know it's October, Halloween is approaching, so it's a natural time to think about spooky stuff. But when I think about being haunted, it's not just ghosts that come to mind. There's the mistakes I made, past regrets, paths left unchosen. What kind of stories were you hoping to get with this theme of haunted?
Well, this is our 10th show, so at this point, I've learned not to expect anything. I know and love that the tellers are going to run wild with the prompts that we give them. So I throw it out there and see what happens. And exactly like the things you mentioned, I mean, the story that I'm telling this month is just story of some regrets with a lost friend. Nothing to do with ghosts or hauntings in the traditional sense. But I do believe we have some of the traditional kind that'll be very Halloween appropriate as well.
So. Very good. You don't have to just have ghosts to have something that's spooky and Halloween themed. Well, Keith, just tell us a tiny bit about how you decided on your storytellers for this month.
Well, both of the gentlemen sitting with us right now, I have been begging from the very beginning to have on. And I hope Jerry doesn't mind me telling you this, but we had to basically strong arm him. He's like, no, I'm a behind the stage guy. I'm a director. And we finally wore him down. I think he's doing it just so that we'll leave him alone.
Absolutely.
And he did happen to have a story that really fit the prompt well. When we said the prompt, he went, oh, you know. And I think it might be similar with Mark. I think we just had a prompt that worked really well. So, and then the other two tellers have both been there before. And both of them are fantastic favorites.
Well, Mark, let's turn to you. When you first heard the theme was haunted, did a story immediately come to mind, or did you have to sit with it for a while?
Yeah, of my seven movies, most of them are horror movies, and so one in particular came to mind. By the way, this is not just an opportunity for me to get in front of people to say, be sure to watch my show, Take a Look, this week featuring Guillermo del Toro talking about Frankenstein. There, got that out of the way. So, so I make horror movies. My first movie was called Apparition with Mina Savari and Kevin Pollak. Not a plug. That's necessary information there, okay? Stop looking at me like that, Keith. Can you loosen the zip ties while you're at it so I can move around a little bit?
Not until you're done.
Okay. All right. And so Apparition, true story based on a castle not far from here in Ione. It was built in 1855. It's the Preston School of Industry. Before that, all truant or any young boys that got in trouble were blended with the adult population in San Quentin. Well, that's a horrible thing. So they created this school for young boys. And it was great, with the exception of the fact that this structure that they built to house them in was terrifying. It looks like a Scooby-Doo castle coming over as soon as it rises over the horizon, you want to go the other direction. Well, as it were, it was good for a while. They were rehabilitating many of the boys, but, you know, all it takes is one bad warden, and suddenly things went wrong. About 1920, really bad things, and those are the subjects of this movie. We base many of the true stories on it. When we went to shoot it, Mina Savari's body double is a paranormalist and walked in and said, no, this place is one of the most haunted places ever seen. We're not doing anything here until you sage and purify it. And so we tried, and evidently to stir things up, it made it worse. Want to know what happened on day one?
What happened on day one?
Why don't you just buy a ticket to this show? That's the setup. That's what's going on.
Well, I think you're leaving people in anticipation. So thank you for that, Mark.
There you go. Yeah, no, I mean, some things happen, and funny things and also frightening things. And if you're a non-believer, it might make you a believer.
Well, I know people will enjoy that. It sounds pretty spooky, and it's a local region story. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it's drivable.
Jerry, most people know you as a playwright. Have you ever performed as a storyteller before?
I have. Actually, some of my plays came out of stories that I've told, and people said, hey, you should write that. And like it's easy. Just turn that 10-minute story into a 2-hour play is not as easy as it sounds. But I've always loved storytelling. My father was an amazing storyteller, and I grew up listening to him regale us with sports stories about his childhood. He grew up in the Coachella Valley when Patton was there and jumping into tanks. So there's always great stories, and I think I just fell in love with stories as a young man. So,
Can I interrupt real quick, Keith? You mentioned your father, and I just wanted to point out your father was such a big storyteller and an influence on my life that we dedicated the first show to him.
That's correct. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, because he's just a world-class storyteller. So you're a generational talent.
If I had half of his talent as a storyteller, I'd be on The Tonight Show as the host.
You should point out your dad was also a pillar of the community.
Yeah, he was the postmaster in Sacramento for many years. Yeah.
Probably got a lot of his stories from his work as a postmaster, I would imagine.
Including the Postal Service has their own police force. And, people would threaten his life and come in with a gun, and they would whisk him away, and he'd be gone in the hotel for a few days. And we go, okay, well, going postal is a reality in my life. So,
well, Jerry, I'll ask you to share a little preview of the story you're going to tell, and how true is the story?
Well, it's all true. We are actually talking outside, and I realized that there's a small ghost story that leads into the story, which is closer to what you said, which is about regrets that you might have and mistakes that I made when I was about 18 that involved a lot of police and me crossing paths with the serial killer. So that's the story I'm telling, and it's a very well-known and famous serial killer. And the story is really harrowing, I would say, and it still haunts me when you hear certain sounds.
That sounds like people need to be on their toes for that one. That sounds great. Keith, how have audiences been reacting so far to the series?
Just very, very appreciative. We've gotten a great turnout at every show. And, we were going to storytelling shows in the Bay Area, and there was nothing on this level in Sacramento. And so we actually went to Jerry and asked if he would house it at the B Street, the Sophia. And Sacramento has responded, heck yeah. So we've already now set dates for all of 2026. So they've loved us enough that we're sticking around.
Sorry, studio audience of one.
A question for everybody. We're getting closer to Halloween. Do you think Sacramento is haunted? And if so, are there some examples, Mark, that you would give us?
Hold on, I'm getting a call from Dorothea Puente.
And we're not just talking about the Kings, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think people, especially people that know the history of Sacramento, will say there are generations of ghosts running around here, whether it's the old Sacramento underground haunted tour you take, Dorothea Puente's home, my home.
If you've never taken a walk or drive through the historic cemetery on Broadway, I can't recommend it enough. It's amazing and beautiful. Whenever I have out-of-town visitors, I take them there.
That's quite an introduction to the city for them.
Right.
Hey, can you do me a favor next time you're taking a tour by there, will you give me like a 15-minute warning?
Yes.
We'll give them a show.
Jerry, what do you think? Is our community particularly haunted?
I had an incident. I worked at Sacramento Theater Company for most of the 90s, and I would say about halfway through that time, we actually had a group of psychics come to the theater, and they found a room which about the size of this room, which was kind of an air duct room, and they considered it a highway for ghosts to enter this world. And it was completely empty other than this wind constantly moving through it. And you couldn't get any staff member. We'd all dare each other to go in there, and you could not spend but 10 seconds in there without just your skin crawling and leaving. So it was on some TV show that we had a highway for ghosts at this theater.
I've never heard of that. Yeah. I was this old when I heard that. They could have cued AC/DC with that highway.
I was going to say, and how did you get connected with these psychics? What was the inspiration for that?
I think that's secret. We can't talk about that. But it was through, must be somebody in PR. Somebody must have asked, you have a ghost story. And we said, yeah, well, we have this weird room. Come on down. So theaters are known for having ghosts.
Yes.
And So they wandered around, sniffing here, sniffing there, dropping stuff on the floor, and then they found that room.
Highway to Ghost, do you know, like, are there tolls? Are there rules?
Well, they had to buy a season subscription.
Oh, there's that. So. Okay.
Anything else that any of you would offer as people think about maybe attending that they should be prepared for as they get ready for one of your shows?
I will just jump in and say I've known Keith a long time. Anything Keith assembles, he brings great people around him. Despite me, everyone else, he brings great people into it. So it's going to be a great night.
And if you costumes are not required, but if you wanted to wear a costume, it's a great excuse to wear a costume. I'm gonna. So, yeah, you can make it part of, it's Halloween Eve.
Can be interactive. That's great.
Halloween. And if I could just touch real quick on what Jerry said. Yeah, theaters are, people believe in hauntings, definitely. Theaters even leave a ghost light on at night. They'll never leave the theater dark because the ghosts don't like that. That's one of the big theater superstitions.
Any last advice there, Jerry?
Well, we've had some incidents recently that might give us some ghosts, but I can't go into them at this moment in time out of sensitivity. But we're a new building, so we're still gathering, I think, the spirits to us.
Well, we'll have to have more shows and gather more hauntings. That sounds good. That's Keith Lowell Jensen, Marcus Allen, and Jerry Montoya.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for having us.
You can see all three of them at the In a Nutshell Storytelling Showcase taking place Thursday, October 30th at the Sophia in Sacramento. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.